Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling because a charge was on credit card.
All right. Can you please verify your address for me?
837 North Hastings Ave, apartment 1 in Hastings, Nebraska.
All right. Thank you. One moment.
You're welcome.
All right, so it does show here that there was a smart fitness tracker. It's going to be an order from the, let's take a look here. That would be one moment. Begin as a trial on the 15th of April for 597. There were two smart fitness trackers actually with a lifetime warranty and premium wireless earbuds. And it began to attempt to bill trial completion charges on the 30th, but that is being declined by your financial institution. How can I assist you with that today?
I didn't order anything.
Okay, so you're saying, I can see here that's noted that you say you didn't receive anything?
Right. They said it was sent out to me. I didn't get nothing in the mail or anything.
Yeah, it's showing a delivery to the address with the United States Postal Service on the 23rd of April. Anyone in the household may have placed that order.
No, it's just me and my husband.
All right. Well, what we do here in the fraud department, if you feel that someone has used your card fraudulently, we take the information from the account, especially the IP address, which if you're not familiar with the IP address, is going to be an address to the device. If it's a tablet, a laptop, personal computer, or a phone, and provide that to the local authorities in your area. They can pinpoint the time, place, and the owner of the device. At that point, they contact you, the cardholder, to proceed forward with charges against the individual. We do need your consent to follow through with that.
I don't want to get nobody in trouble.
Well, that is how we proceed forward. At that point, we do give a provisional credit. If you do not wish to move forward with it, and you don't have them in your possession, because if so, if you wanted to see if anyone in the household had them, I could put an extension on here that'll give you an option to return the items if you could come across them, because it is showing a delivery to the address.
All right. You can check.
Well, I'll give you a return address, and if you can get, let's make sure they can be returned. Yes, ma'am, they can. It does have a return address on here. If you would like to write that down, you can call us back 24 hours a day as well. If you find that, if you determine you want to return them, we'll give you an extension on the return time to avoid it from attempting to bill again, or you could just determine whether or not you feel it's true fraud. Whatever time you need, we'll extend out the time frame so it doesn't attempt to bill you again. All right, so the return address is P.O. Box 500.
Okay.
Second line, city and state is Buffalo, New York. Zip code is 14212.
What's the zip code?
14.
Okay.
212.
Okay.
All right, so that is where you return them. We do give what's known as a RMA number, a return merchandise authorization number. Bear with me one moment. Let's see, can we find that? All right, just a second, Laura. I have that RMA number for you. It's going to be, it's kind of long. It goes on the outside of the package as well. It's going to be 919.
Okay.
210.
Okay.
390.
Okay.
731.
Okay.
372.
Okay. So it's
right.
PO Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 14212, and the number is 919-2103-90731-372.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
You didn't tell me how long.
How long? Oh, it's going to be a 10-day extension on here.
Okay.
If you need more time, just give us a call. We'll extend it out further.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support.
Thank
so
you.
So give you till, I'm sorry, it's going to give you till the 10th. We'll give you till the 11th of May. It's a 10-day extension.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. You're welcome. You have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.